We have a theater opening, and it's an opening by Aspire, a community theater in Coeur d'Alene of 9 to 5. Trigger Weddle, who's right in the center of everything involved in Aspire Theater. Welcome back, Trigger.
Thank you.
And what are you, about in your third season or so?
This is our fourth season.
Mm-hmm. How time goes by.
Flies.
Of really putting on great productions for the benefit of a lot of good actors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so 9 to 5, that's, you know, we shouldn't presume too much on the radio. We presume most everybody knows the gist of the movie that featured Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda, among others, of 9 to 5. But it's a musical, and so kind of how does that translate? How does that work?
Well, the musical is almost identical to the film. Even some of the underscoring is similar. It's Dolly's, of course, her famous song, 9 to 5, that kicks it off. And then it really matches what we remember from the film. Dabney Coleman's character, Franklin Hart, is in it. It's just the film with lovely songs interspersed in between, and then it ties it all up again with the theme song, 9 to 5.
And how about casting it? Did you have a lot of people looking forward to doing it? And
always have a lot of women in the theater. We didn't have any trouble casting it with women. We had a lot to choose from. Men, it was a little bit more of a challenge to find somebody that was, A, willing to play such a fun character in Franklin Hart, and then just the age range of that character. We don't have a ton of men that come out for that kind of thing, so that was a bit of a challenge.
Okay, but you have it cast. It's up on stage this Friday at 7:30, Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, and then there's a matinee both Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Kroc Center.
That's right.
Okay, well, let's bring in one of the characters, Dorley Rhodes, sung by Hannah Melton here, acted by Hannah Melton, and she has... she has one of the songs, and I think we're going to kind of figure out who her character is and what her character is after this song. Pretty well does a nice job explaining itself. Here we are with this song from 9 to 5.
Now I've always been misunderstood because of how I look. Don't judge me by the cover, 'cause I'm a real good book. So read into it what you will, but see me as I am. The way I look is just a country girl's idea of glam. I grew up poor and ragged, just a simple country girl. I wanted to be pretty more than anything in the world. Like Barbie or the models in the Fredericks catalog. From rags to riches in my dreams, I could have it all. I'm just a backwoods Barbie. Too much makeup, too much hair. Don't be fooled by thinking that the goods are not all there. Don't let these false eyelashes lead you to believe that I'm as shallow as I look, 'cause I run true and deep. I'm just a backwoods Barbie in a push-up bra and heels. I might look artificial, but where it counts, I'm real. Yes, I can see where I could be misjudged upon first glance, but even backwoods Barbies deserve a second chance. Chance to prove my worth, 'cause even backwards Barbie
Wow, that was Singing Backwards Barbie was Hannah Melton. Hannah, wow, you completely channeled Dolly Parton. Good for you.
Thank you.
So many ways. Obviously, the words are so obvious, the famous self-effacing way that Dolly Parton would be about, well, about the way she's spoken of her life in that same way.
Absolutely.
But the tonality by which you are singing, have you spent all your life listening to her? You're a good mimic, or that's just you are Dolly Parton, and that's the way you sing?
Oh, no, thank you. I focused with Brandon, our musical director, on having more of a clear, less breathy tonality for Dolly because she has such an iconic sound.
Well, come on in, Brandon Michael, who is the music director for this show, and talk a little bit about that process of really making it work.
Well, you know, Dolly Parton, she writes a good song. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
So the music in the show is actually really surprisingly good. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise, but there are some really, really outstanding numbers in this. And not only that, but it's really well orchestrated and well arranged. So it feels like a Dolly Parton musical, but it also feels like a Broadway musical. It's got a lot of really big show-stopping numbers and stuff that you don't necessarily equate with Dolly Parton. But yet, it reads so well on stage. One of the songs you're going to hear from Roz called Heart to Heart it's just such a blast. You certainly don't hear that kind of sound from Dolly Parton, but it works so well.
Yeah. Well, back to you, Hannah. And it's so fun when you have such a strong model to go with, but then you must have also thought about the character of Dora Lee and kind of putting your own thoughts and your own stamp to it. What thoughts have gone through your mind as you've developed this character to put on stage?
She's such a big character, and I've never played a real person before, so the research has been really, really fun. I watched interviews, I've listened to kind of her comedic timing, and then exaggerated it for the stage, and that's been an absolute blast as well. It's been really fun to research her and figure out what I can add to her, because she is so iconic, but it is still in my body, so I want to make sure that it's comfortable for me to do as well.
Well, sure, and that Dolly Parton, you're speaking mostly. What about Dora? What about Dora Lee, the actual character going through this? And yes, it's pretty similar to Dolly Parton, but the pizzazz, the energy, the incitement of things. What do you want to say about Dora Lee?
Dora Lee she's so kind, and she's so she's so strong at the same time, and she's very, very loyal, and she stands by her friends every second she can. And just like Dolly, she's very genuine. I think that's the best word to describe her. And so Dora Lee has many parts in the show where she gets to show her loyalty and gets to show her kindness and also gets to show some of her spunk and her protectiveness. And she gets to stand up for herself and her friends.
Nice. Well, let's bring in Violet. Violet Newstead, played by Tricia Petronovich. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tricia. And kind of the same thing. Now, you, I think, just the simplest way to communicate this on the radio, your character played in the movie by
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah. So, again, a really strong, iconic sense, even though Lily Tomlin, as we know, has so many sides from different roles she's done. So kind of, how did you approach being Violet, knowing that Lily Tomlin was looking over your shoulder?
Yeah, it's hard to get her out of my head because I've seen the movie so many times
sure.
As a favorite. And so I feel like in some ways it's just instinctive to kind of do what she did. But I also feel like there's a part of me that's very similar to that character. So it's not hard to find that character and feel like I'm also being honest with myself.
Talk about those things that you have, the way that you relate to Violet.
In real life, I've always been a business person. I have my MBA and I've owned businesses and I'm a CFO currently. So I feel like I have that side of me that's take charge leadership, you know, and wants to always challenge myself. But then she has this playful side, the scene where she fantasizes in a fairy tale. It's very unexpected for Violet Newstead, the hard-charging leader, to want to be Snow White. Like, that was her fantasy. So I think I personally have that side to me where I call myself a 12-year-old girl. I like pigtails and bubblegum and glitter shoes and, you know, Zumba, things like that. So I feel like I got to wear the Snow White costume and I'm just like a kid in it because I think that's – and I think that's who Violet was as well. You know, she just had this other side that she wasn't afraid to show. At the same time, being a strong woman, a strong mother, and a strong business person.
Nice. Okay, so that's Tricia Petronovich as Violet. Let's bring Roz up to a microphone. Come over to this one, played by Jessica Peterson. Now, this is kind of a different sort of character. Talk about Roz.
Oh, Roz. Roz is hopelessly in love with her boss, but I can't figure out if it's the boss she's in love with or the power that the boss has. Roz is a busybody. She has to know everything about everybody and what everybody's doing. And if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then you will feel the hammer of Roz Keith.
Well, why don't you back that up with a song? And so here we have a song that's going to very much illuminate what Jessica Peterson was just telling us about Roz.
Perhaps I don't look like some red-hot mama, but believe me, that's just what I am. Inside there's a fire mixed with passion and drama, feelings backed up like a dam. And if I ever turn loose, I'll tell you the truth. Dear heart, you won't be quite the same. And if I ever get my hands on you, I guarantee you'll be screaming my name. Heart to heart, eye to eye, lip to lip, hip to thigh, tit to toe, and I'll know what to do. I'll turn on some music, take off my clothes, let down my hair and I'll put on a show. And I'll open some wine and I'll close all the doors. Cupid's dart through my heart says I'm yours. I'll use my love as my magic wand on the women who clutter your world. And I'll zap them aside because I truly despise how they treat you, but I am your girl. They just don't understand what a wonderful man I've come to know you to be. And I have a feeling that deep down inside you might just feel the same about me. Heart to heart, here we are, I can tell by the stars. In my eyes, I'm in sheer paradise. I'm in love, I'm in heat, I'm not being discreet. No, it's not ladylike, but I won't miss a beat till you're under my spell and surrender to me. Heart to heart, you are my destiny. Heart to heart. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, oh yeah. I'll be there. And let me tell you something else. You know I'll always be your girl. You know I'll always care. Ooh, heart to heart, you and I, just like I fantasize, like the lovers in books and on screen. You're my handsome prince, come to sweep me away and into the sunset to love me always. And you're my Romeo, and I'm your Juliet. Come hither to my waiting breast. Here I am, lay me down and let's go a few rounds. You and me, happily, my prince. Heart to heart, ne'er to part, the end.
Wow. Jessica Peterson as Roz Keith in Heart to Heart. Boy, you just lay it all out there for him, don't you?
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah. So how does all this work out for you with all this tension, all this inter-office tension and all this stuff going on? You're kind of stuck in a weird position, aren't you?
I am. I am stuck between wanting to be Heart's love. He's a married man, and I'm very in love with him and his power, and trying to keep the office running for Heart. And it's great because it's I am not a confrontational or a conflict-driven human as a regular old person, so it is the exact opposite of who I am.
Perfect. Let's actually get back to all three actors in a minute, but first, Brandon and Trigger, let's talk a little bit more about the production itself, the musical accompaniment you're using, Brandon, and then kind of, Trigger, how you're using the stage with Crux Center for this production.
We have a live orchestra for this. I'm not actually doing the conducting. Deborah Rambo Sin is doing the conducting, and she is a marvelous musician. We have a marvelous band. We've got a nice, big, beautiful chorus and a big, beautiful orchestra, and it sounds pretty much like the recording you just heard.
Are you using the orchestra in the pit or on backstage with a scrim?
Backstage, correct. Yeah, the Croc doesn't have a pit orchestra, so everything kind of happens in the back of the house. There's a little scene shop in the back, and that's where the orchestra is set up.
Yeah.
So everything has to be communicated to the actors via a camera on the conductor, and the conductor likewise has a camera that they can see the stage with.
And that works out?
It works out just great, actually, amazingly so. Yeah, the Croc has a really good technical staff over there, so they've kind of ironed out all the kinks that could possibly be there, and it works like clockwork.
Nice. And Trigger, with that nice stage, how to use it, the way it kind of is, everybody feels in the audience feels really engaged there.
Well, it's tricky because the movie, whenever you do a movie that's turned into a musical, it's always a challenge because you're trying to do what they can do instantaneously in film, dissolving to another scene. Mm-hmm. So what we chose to do was just keep it in the office, and then we bring things in and out. There are several, probably four or five dream moments. Like Roz's moment is, she's not really talking to Franklin Heart. And then there's the dream sequences that everybody knows from the film. So that's been sort of a challenge to be able to go from an office to a dream sequence without the benefit of a movie. So we just do it with lights, the magic of theater, lights and haze and costuming. And we hope that the audience will go with us.
Oh, but they will, because that's what theater is for. The three actors come back here and kind of talk about how doing a production fits into your life. Let's start with you, Tricia. You're a busy woman with a full-time job. How's it working to do a theater production right now?
I'm very tired, and but it's all good. It's all worth it. I'm fortunate to have some flexibility in my schedule, so I can tailor it around to what I need to do to be at the theater. But we're definitely all running on adrenaline and coffee at this point.
But you've done other theater around here.
Yes, I have.
So so do you try to fit in, what, one or two plays a year or something like that?
At least, yeah. I look and see what's out there and shows that I'd be interested in and then just go audition. But it's something I love to do so much. I love rehearsal. I love practicing. I love memorizing. I love every aspect of it. And then the performing is just the cherry on the top at the end. But getting to connect with people, the cast, the camaraderie that develops, it's so fun that I feel like I'm missing out if I'm not partaking once or twice a year at least.
Yeah. And Hannah Melton, kind of the same thing. How does it fit into your daily life?
It's a priority. For me, it's such a joy, and it's what makes me happy. And I am a full-time student, and I am...
Where?
I'm at NIC at North Idaho College in Coeur d'Alene. And it's a priority. I can't do. It makes me happy, so it's hard to live without it.
What are you majoring in?
I'm in directing. actually.
Theatrical directing. Theatrical. Okay, so this fits right with your day job, as it
yeah,
were.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. And then also you, Jessica, what's your place in life right now?
Oh, goodness. I have my master's in social work. I work as a mental health therapist in Coeur d'Alene, and we hammer self-care a lot to our clients and our colleagues, and theater is self-care for me. Mm-hmm. And it's been 10 years of pretty consistent theater. Trigger's actually the one that sparked my love of theater. And I take voice through Brandon. And it's all, these are the things that I do mm-hmm. that I take care of my own mental health.
Nice. And then to Trigger and or Brandon, talk about kind of how this company, probably Trigger, the kind of the founder of the company, how this is fitting into the whole Coeur d'Alene arts scene to have Aspire.
Oh, well, I think we fill a nice niche. We are one of two community theaters in Coeur d'Alene, the other being Lake City Playhouse. Mm-hmm. When Aspire came along, there wasn't Lake City Playhouse. There was only the Modern Theater. So we filled a nice void for the younger artists, not children, because we've got that base covered with CYT. Mm-hmm. But there was sort of a void for the younger artist that was trying to keep their skills, hone their skills, if it were, if they were to move on to professional work. So we kind of fit in nicely in there to give opportunity to those younger artists. And then that was sort of how we began. And then we found that there were a lot of people that were not younger, that were interested in doing shows and coming back to the theater. And so we get a lot of people from the community to support us and come out being shows, and we've been lucky to be able to cast people that are appropriate for the ages that the characters are calling for.
Yeah, that's the trick, isn't
yeah.
it? To make people be close at
mm-hmm.
least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to be able to provide a place for entertainers, for performers to hone their craft. We do 3 shows a year, and musicals. That's where we've really put, you know, the butter on the bread. But at one point, or at some point, it would be fun to branch out. We were talking in the lobby about doing Shakespeare or a straight play. But again, we're happy where we are. We're filling the seats with what we projected we would do. And that's the best you can hope for.
And what and when is your following show?
The following show is Disney's Tarzan. In April.
In April, so. Okay. This is Aspire Theater. And the 9 to 5 performance is Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30, and then Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock this weekend and next weekend mm-hmm. at the Croc Center in Coeur d'Alene. So thank you for coming through the snow and taking chances and nearly getting run into the things
you
all do.
Thank you.
To be
thank
here.
You, Brian.
Aspire Theater that we've enjoyed.